Monday, December 5th. Having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht, along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry, unfortunately, we have to report, as we thought would happen, the Respect for Marriage Act passed the Senate. It's supposed to go to the House this week as they vote on the amendments that the Senate put on this bill. Harry, very disappointing and very sad to report that 12 Republicans voted with Democrats to get this past the 60-vote threshold.
These Republican senators directly voted in opposition to the party platform, which affirms marriage as one man and one woman, or in other words, the historic definition of marriage, which is a heterosexual, monogamous, conjugal, and covenantal relationship. Respect for marriage is anything but respect for marriage. It now fully dissolves, by definition, a bedrock foundation of Western civilization, which is marriage defined as the Creator established it, one man and one woman for life. It is part of the progressive secular agenda, which is to deconstruct Western civilization and to go after those two bedrock institutions, the sanctity of marriage and the sanctity of the freedom of religion. There's all kinds of talk that Christians need to accept this because Obergefell has made same-sex marriage the law of the land, and therefore this codifies same-sex marriage. The fear was that some case would come to the Supreme Court that would undo the previous Obergefell decision, a decision that has no constitutional support for same-sex marriage, but read into the Constitution support for same-sex marriage. And we've already seen that this court was willing to undo the fabricated decision of Roe v. Wade. You will also note the muted response from the evangelical church. Many evangelical pulpits were silent instead of speaking prophetically to this issue. They had already surrendered to it. And of course, they buy into the notion that religious liberty is being protected within this bill. Tom, nothing can be further from the truth. Christian agencies like adoption agencies are now going to be in the crosshairs of lawsuits. Individual Christians in their business are going to be in the crosshairs of lawsuits. In other words, in an attempt to maintain one's religious liberty by not participating in same-sex marriage affirmation, then those Christians are going to be put in a precarious position of having to defend themselves, and literally hundreds of thousands of dollars could be the cost of defending one's liberty in the court. There were three last-minute amendments that were attempted to be placed within the bill, and none of the three were allowed to come to the floor for a vote. These 12 Republicans know they not only have deconstructed the sanctity of marriage, they have also deconstructed religious liberty, which will be assaulted. And the signals were clear in the various comments that were made by proponents of the bill.
Harry, one of the interesting comments came from Senator Loomis of Wyoming. She said that marriage has two definitions. One is biblical and the other is secular.
Public marital policy is not designed to impose Christian marriage, that is, believers only marry other believers, but it does impose the creation mandate of marriage. Marriage is to be held in esteem by all, and marriage is, according to the creation mandate, between a man and a woman. That is the historic position throughout Western civilization. Same-sex marriage is no marriage because it is not and cannot be a conjugal relationship. So there is no such thing as a secular definition of marriage. There is marriage that comes from the creation mandate, and any and all can enter in by voluntary assent into marriage, which is defined by a man and a woman in a covenantal, heterosexual, monogamous, and conjugal relationship.
Senator Warren of Massachusetts came out and said she looks forward to the day when there will be 100 votes for such an issue. Then there'll be no discrimination.
That's a nonsensical statement. at the moment, they're claiming they're not going to support polygamy. Well, Senator Warren, that's discrimination. We discriminate all the time. The question is it appropriate discrimination or not? Anytime you make a decision, this is right and this is wrong, that's a discriminating decision. To be discriminate is a part of being a human being, and maturation allows you the process of appropriate discriminations. You discriminate when you decide what airline company you want to use. What's not allowed is discrimination against people as if they're a non-person. The reality is all of humanity is made in the image of God. We have one race, the human race, and therefore the manufactured discrimination against another race is to be rejected. But discrimination is a way of life. As you discriminate to make decisions, that's a way of life.
Senator Chuck Schumer said no matter who you are or who you love, you deserve dignity under the law.
Again, there's no way the man can possibly believe that. What about these aberrant views of the love of children? Pedophilia? What about those who claim bestiality? Very clearly, these are statements that are nonsensical. I can give him cases where people have statements of love for something or someone that you would never allow to be ensconced within the covenant of marriage. In terms of age, in terms of maturity, there are numerous situations whereby it's not simply if you love someone, you have the right to marry them.
Harry, lastly, the White House came out with a statement from Joe Biden saying, quote, "With today's bipartisan Senate passage of the Respect for Marriage Act, the United States is on the brink of reaffirming a fundamental truth. Love is love, and Americans should have the right to marry the person they love."
Please show me, President Biden, where same-sex marriage existed prior in the history of America. What you're saying is we are reaffirming something? We've never affirmed same-sex marriage. We have affirmed the creation mandate of marriage. "For this cause, a man shall leave his father and his mother and shall cleave to his wife, and the two shall become one." We don't impose Christian marriage, that is, you can only marry another Christian, but we do create a law that is based on creation marriage, and that is one man, one woman, for one life. You can rest assured that this will not stop at the point of same-sex marriage. It will be within 1 to 2 years. The same argument will be used for polygamy, the same argument for the removal of age discrimination in marriage. All of these same arguments are going to come forward because what we have now done in progressive secularism, we are saying no to the foundations of Western civilization, such as marriage and family, and the notion of freedom being ordered liberty. And now we are defining freedom as anarchy, that I can do what I want to do. This is a trajectory that the culture is traveling down into a death spiral. Tom, perhaps the warning was best articulated by Frank Bruni, the New York Times columnist, who said, "To Christians, in the passage of this law, you can be assured, Christians, you may believe what you want to about marriage in your heart and in your home, but you cannot bring it to the public square. In other words, you have to be silent in this legislative initiative that is now codifying and declaring normal what God calls an abomination. It is now abundantly clear that you can no longer assume that candidates for office in the Republican Party will embrace their party platform, as these 12 senators have now capitulated to the culture and had no ability to stand firm on what is right for the culture, but instead have capitulated to the cultural elite in order to gain their approval and their applause."
Just like the liberal Christianity before it, contemporary progressive Christianity is actually anti-Christian, claiming to rescue Christianity from cultural irrelevance while actually undermining and denying biblical truth through cultural accommodation. Harry Reader's 9-part series, Progressive Christianity in Biblical Perspective, will help you understand this dangerous threat to the Christian faith. To order this series, go to briarwood.org/progressive CD. We'll do stop by again tomorrow, Tuesday, as we continue our conversation and as we apply a biblical worldview to put the issues of today in perspective.